proudly providing an alternative to commercial radio since 1999. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. Last month, we ran a poll in our link roundup to decide the theme of our next themed show, and readers chose murder ballads over love songs. So today on the show, every song you hear will be a murder ballad. My next link roundup will be out in just a few days, so make sure you head over to juliannacyoung.com to subscribe and vote in the next poll. If you have any theme suggestions of your own, you can get in touch there, or you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com. We'll begin the show this week with one from the 1958 album Folk Songs of Ontario. This is Lamont Tilden, a radio announcer from Toronto, with The Murder of F.C. Benwell. It's a ballad about a famous Ontario murder case that happened in 1890. The tune comes from the American ballad Charles Guiteau, which is about President Garfield's assassin.
My name is J.R. Burchell, that name I'll never deny. I leave my aged parents in sorrow for to die. For little did they think that in my youth and bloom I'd be taken to the scaffold to meet my fatal doom. Come all ye tender Christians, wherever you may be, and kindly pay attention to these few lines from me. On the 14th of November I am condemned to die for the murder of F.C. Benwell upon the scaffold high. Now Benwell was an Englishman and had not yet a wife. He came into this country to seek an honest life. They said that I betrayed him unto a certain spot, and there with my revolver poor Benwell he was shot. I tried to play off innocent, but found it would not do. The evidence being against me, it proved I had no show. They took me to the prison, all in my youth and bloom, and there upon the scaffold I must meet my fatal doom. My wife, she came to see me to bid her last farewell. She said it was heartrending to leave me in the cell. She said, my dearest husband, you know that you must die for the murder of F.C. Benwell upon the scaffold high. 'Twas 9 o'clock in the morning and I knew my doom was near. I gathered up my courage to prove I had no fear. The last few words were spoken, the words, thy will be done. The trapdoor, it flew open, and Burchell, he was hung.
Approaching wedding day. where she would drown, and stood and watched as she floated down. Then only say that you'll be mine, and our home so happy be, down beside some water flow on the banks of the Ohio. Well, walking home between 12 and 1, thinking of the deed I'd done, I killed the girl that I love best, because she would not be my bride. Then only say that you'll be mine, and our home so happy be, down beside some water flow on the banks of the Ohio.
And well, the river been, we've got help, we'll meet again. Under the same old sycamore tree, that each other in the land I be. We've got help, we'll meet again. Down where the river flows, I'm down on the bank of the Ohio. Ocean blue, I want to stay yet close to you. This old ocean may keep us apart, but it never keep you there out of my heart. Down well, the river been, we've got help, we'll meet again. I'm not saying old sycamore tree, that each other and I'll be. I went down to the ocean blue. I want to be yet close to you. This old ocean may keep us apart, but it never keep you there out of my heart. River flow down where the river flow, I'm down on the bank of the Ohio.
That was Preston Fulp with Banks of the Ohio. He was a North Carolina artist who worked in sawmills for much of his life, playing music on weekends and at special events in the community. That's a 19th century murder ballad that's likely American in origin. It differs from other murder ballads because the murderer spends much of the song expressing his regret and sadness over his actions. Before that, we heard the Kosoy sisters with their version of the song. They're identical twin sisters, Irene and Ellen, from New York City, who began singing together at the age of 6 after hearing their mother and aunt sing harmonies in their home. As of 2022, the sisters are both divorced and living together in Guatemala. And to kick off the show, we heard Lamont Tilden with The Murder of F.C. Benwell. We'll hear one now from Blind Willie McTell. He was a Piedmont blues and ragtime artist who made many recordings with different companies under different names, but he never had a major hit. He didn't live to see the folk revival of the 1960s, through which many other bluesmen were rediscovered, but he influenced many artists, including Taj Mahal and the White Stripes. This is his version of the American ballad Delia, which is based on the murder of Delia Green, a 14-year-old African-American girl, on December 25th, 1900.
Delia was a gambler, gambled all around. She was a gambling girl, she laid her money down. She's all I've got is gone. Delia's dear mother took a trip out west. When she returned, little Deja had gone to rest. She's all I've got is gone. Deja's mother weeped, Deja's father moaned. Wouldn't have hated so bad if that child had died at home. She's all I've got is gone. Deja, Deja, how can it be? Say you love them round us and don't love me. She's all I've got is gone. Cunning heathen in the barroom, bringing out the silver cup. Dear, she's in the graveyard, may not never wake up. She's all I've got is gone. Rubber tire buggy, a double-seated hack. Taking Deja to the cemetery, but failed to bring her back. She's all I've got is gone. Deja, Deja, poor girl, she's gone. All I hate, she has left me all alone. She's all I've got is gone. Judge said to Cunning, what that fuss about? On account of those gamblers trying to drive me out. She's all I've got is gone. Cunny said to the church, what may be my fine? I done told you, poor boy, you got 99. She's all I've got is gone. Up on the housetop, higher than I could see, looking at those rounders, looking after me. She's all I've got to go. So pretty, pretty looking high, pretty looking low. Shot won't feed you down with that tape and 44. She's all I've got to go.
That he swore to take her life. Delia gone, one more round. Delia gone. The first time he shot her in the side. The second time he shot her, she bowed her head and died. Delia gone, one more round. Delia gone. Monday, Tony was arrested. Tuesday, he was tried. The juryman brought him guilty. The judge said, 99 years is your time. Delia gone, one more round. Delia gone.
hanging over, Tony told the judge. 99 years in prison, judge, that ain't no time. I've got a brother down in New Orleans doing 999. Feel ya gone, one more round, feel ya gone. Now Tony, he's in the jailhouse, drinking out of a silver cup, while Cordelia, she's in the graveyard, trying her doggone best to get up. Feel ya gone, one more round, feel ya gone. Last night I heard a rumbling way down under the ground. It must have been the old devil trying to chain poor Delia down. Delia gone, one more round, Delia gone. Mama, oh mama, how can I sleep when all around my bedside I still hear Delia's feet? Spooks, Delia gone, one more round, Delia
Christmas night. First time he shot, she hung her head and died. One more round, Delia's gone. One more round, Delia's gone. Sent for the doctor, doctor come too late. Sent for the minister, lay out Delia straight. One more round, Delia's gone. One more round, Delia's gone. Delia, oh Delia, where you been so long? Everybody's talking about you, now you're dead and gone. One more round, Delia's gone. One more round, Delia's gone. She hung her head and died. One more round, Delia's gone. One more round, old Delia's gone.
With Delia's Gone. He's an American musician who grew up around well-known musicians like Pete Seeger, Paul Robeson, and Bob Dylan because his father was part of the 1960s New York folk scene. Bibb's version of the song is from the Bahamas and contains little detail about the murder. It likely came from the longer American ballad that we heard earlier, though it's changed enough that it can be considered a distinct song at this point. We heard another version of the Bahamian song before that, performed by George Simonette. He was a Bahamian pianist, singer, and composer, and that one's off the 1957 album Goombe, The Folk Songs of the Bahamas. Before that, we heard the original American ballad, performed by Blind Willie McTell. We'll hear one from Lee Sexton now. He was a banjo player from Kentucky, and he earned the $1 he needed to buy his first banjo by working as a field hand when he was 8 years old. This is a field recording of Pretty Polly from the 1960 album Mountain Music of Kentucky, recorded by John Cohen. Pretty Polly is a mid-18th century American murder ballad that's also popular as a banjo tune. It comes from several older British ballads, including the Gosport Tragedy and the Cool Ship's Carpenter.
"Hey, Polly, oh, Polly, you in there?" she sang. "And he's Polly, Polly, you in there?" she sang. "The rings on her fingers, the lady right hand. Well, I travel over mountains and valleys so deep. Hand.
He pierced her in the heart, the lifeblood did flow. Deep in her grave, pretty Polly did go.
Thank you. 6 long hours and last night. She took 2 steps farther and what did she spy? She took 2 steps farther and what did she spy? But a new golden grave in the speed line by. Willie, oh Willie, please spare my life. Single mom, if I can be your wife. There's no time for talking, there's no time to stand. There's no time for talking, there's no time to stand. I drew up a hunting knife in my right hand. I stabbed her to the heart and her lifeblood did flow. I stabbed her to the heart and her lifeblood did flow. And into her grave for the quality to go. Oh, where is pretty Polly? Yonder she stands. No rings on the fingers of her cold dead hands.
We just heard 3 different versions of Pretty Polly, that last one by Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg. That one's off his 2008 album Ballads and Mental Breakdowns. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan with his version of the song, recorded live at the Gaslight Cafe in New York City in September of 1961. And before that, Lee Sexton with his version of Pretty Polly. We'll hear 2 different versions of Stag-a-Lee now, this first one by Uncle John Patterson. He was a Georgia banjo picker who started playing at the age of 3, won his first banjo contest at age 14, and defended his title of champion at every convention after that. Stag-a-Lee is a well-known American ballad about the murder of Billy Lyons by Stag Lee Shelton in St. Louis, Missouri, at Christmas in 1895, when Shelton shot Lyons after Lyons took his Stetson hat during an argument. The song was first published in 1911 after circulating in the oral tradition since at least 1897, and it was widely recorded in the 1920s. Patterson's version is off a 1984 album of traditional music from northern Georgia, recorded by Art Rosenbaum in 1978. He learned the song from his mother Bessie, who is also a champion banjo player.
Stag-a-Lee shot Golan and shot him through and through. Deep around the White House, the raging hands and crying. When you see the bitch said, old Golan was a dying. Thank you.
Hey, this is Sean Burns. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Stagger Lee was a bad man. They goes down in the coal mine one night. Robbed the coal mine. There's gambling down there. And they placed themselves just like they wanted to be, so they wouldn't hit each other when they were shooting. Money lying all over the floor. There's one bad guy down there, he thought he was. That's Billy DeLine. So he had a big 45 laying down by the side of him. When they got placed, why, Stagger Lee spoke to him. He says, boys, look at the money lying down here on the floor. Says, what would we do if old Stagger Lee and them was to walk in here? This guy picked up his 45. He says, I wouldn't make a bit of difference. Says, Stag's gun won't shoot a bit harder than this one. About that time, Stag knocked his hat off. And his partner, taking care of the rest. When he knocked his hat off, he kind of remembered that was Stagger Lee. And he come as begging like this. Police officer, how can it be? You can arrest everybody but cruel Stagger Lee, that bad man. Oh, cruel Stagger Lee. Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. Says I got two little babies and a darling loving wife. He's a bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee. Here's the answer Stagger Lee giving. What I care about your two little babes, darling loving wife. Says you done stole my stuffing hat. I'm bound to take your life. It's a magic hat. Oh, cruel Stagger Lee. Boom, boom. With a 44, when a spy pulled Billy Line, he's lying down on the floor. That bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee. Gentlemen off the jury, what you think of that? Says Stagger Lee killed Billy Line, bought a $5 Stetson hat. He's a bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee. Standing on the gallows, Stagger Lee did curse. The judge said, let's kill him. Boy killed some of us. He's a bad man. Oh, cruel Stagger Lee. Standing on the gallows, his head was way up high. At 12 o'clock, they killed him. They's all glad to see him die. He's a bad man. Oh, cruel Stagger Lee. myself, how can it be? You can arrest everybody, but cruel Stagger Lee, that bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee.
Joan O'Briant with the Lily of the West. She was a Kansas folk singer and folklorist who taught folklore and English at the University of Wichita. That's off her 1958 album, American Ballads and Folk Songs. Before that, Mississippi John Hurt with Stagger Lee. He was an American country blues singer and guitarist from Avalon, Mississippi. His recordings for OK Records were included on the incredibly influential 1952 Anthology of American Folk Music. That version of Stagger Lee was recorded in July of 1964 in New York City for the album The Immortal Mississippi John Hurt. We heard another version of Stagger Lee before that, performed by Uncle John Patterson. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. If you ever want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. Today on the show, we're playing murder ballads, and we'll play one now from Frank Proffitt. He was known as a skilled carpenter and luthier who made and played his own banjos and dulcimers. He's also known for preserving this song, Tom Dooley. It's a North Carolina folk song about the 1866 murder of Laura Foster by the Confederate soldier Tom Dooley. A local poet named Thomas Land wrote a poem about the events soon after, which was put to music.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed Laurie Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. You met her on the mountain, there you took her life. Met her on the hillside, you stopped her with a knife. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, oh, hang your head and cry. Kill her, Laurie Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in Yander's Valley, a-hanging on a white oak tree. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, oh, hang your head and cry. Kill little Laurie Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, oh, hang your head and cry. Kill little Laurie Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. You met her on the mountain, it was there, I suppose. There you went and killed her, and then you hid her clothes. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, oh, hang your head and cry. Kill little Laurie Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. Take down my banjo, I'll pick it on my knee. For this time tomorrow, it'll be no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, oh, hang your head and cry. Kill little Laurie Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die.
We like to do at this time a song that my brother wrote. This is original song my brother wrote 5 years ago. My brother wrote this song in a fit of creative passion and genius. My brother wrote this song, and we only performed it, my brother and myself, only 3 times. We performed this song 3 times, and it was immediately stolen from us by this other commercial crass. It was stolen from us by this other commercial crass group that stole the song. They never acknowledged.
Now, Tommy, don't
they
go into that.
They just stole the song from my younger brother.
Tom, don't go into that. It's just embarrassing to say.
They're adults. They're entitled enough. They stole this song from
along
my brother.
With my luggage.
Along with his luggage.
Right.
And they put it on one of the major record companies. They never once... And it sold over 3 million records. My brother's song that he wrote, and they never acknowledged it. As a result, it sold over 3 million records. And as a result... Pay attention. As a result, every time we perform my own brother's song that he wrote in his creative effort and genius responsible, every time we perform his own song, we've been... ridiculed.
And persecuted.
We've been ridiculed and persecuted every time we perform this song. That people will come up and say, I heard your show and you stole that song from that other commercial crass group. You just stole that song. So we're going to ridicule you, prosecute you.
Persecute you.
Yeah. So I'd like to take this time to set the record straight. As my brother's depraved of the one...
You're right the first time.
He was depraved of this opportunity of having for posterity to understand and enjoy. I'd like to publicly dedicate the performance of this song to my younger brother for his creative effort and genius in writing the song.
You don't have to do that.
I'm going to, Dickie.
Oh.
I'd like to publicly dedicate to you, Dickie Smothers, the creative effort and genius responsible for this song. I'd like to publicly dedicate to you at this time.
Thanks.
Swell.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. We'd like to perform it for you now, and I'm sure you've all heard the song many times before. But we'd like to do it for you in the original first time, the first time way,
no,
in the original.
You mean the
first
Virgin
time.
Edition.
The what?
I said, you mean the Virgin Edition. We'll sing it in the Virgin Edition.
I don't know what that means. Edition. I don't know what it means.
Edition.
We'd like to do it's original virgin.
No, sing. Sing.
Ready?
I'm ready.
I knew it'd be ridiculed.
History, there's been the story of the internal triangle. This particular eternal triangle. This particular internal triangle concerned a condemned man named Tom Crudley, a man named Jason, and another man named Sally Jean Johnson.
Hey, now cut that out.
I met her on a mountain, stabbed her with my knife. Hang your head down, hang your head down, do hang down your head, Tom Cruise. Poor boy, hang down your head and fly. Hang down your hang, Tom Hungley. Poor boy, you're hung.
This is Alex Cohut, and you're listening to my favorite radio show. This is Barking Dog at Winnipeg's CKUW 95.9 FM with your host, Juliana Young.
the man who made Wild Bill stand.
Sam Amadon, a contemporary folk artist from Vermont, with Wild Bill Jones from his 2008 album All Is Well. The origins of the song are unclear, though it was first recorded in 1924 by Eva Davis, and it's a favorite among banjo players in the southern states. Before that, we heard the Smothers Brothers with Tom Dooley. They were an American comedy duo consisting of brothers Tom and Dick Smothers, who began performing together professionally in the late 1950s. In 1967, they began hosting their own variety show on CBS called the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, which was as controversial as it was influential.